Shri Srimad Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Nitalila Pravishya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribrajakacharya Ashtotara Shata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 1, Questions by the Sages. We're continuing today with verse 21. Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Asina dirgha satrena.
Asina dirgha satrena.
Kathayam sakshana hare.
Kathayam sakshana hare.
Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Asina dirgha satrena.
Asina dirgha satrena.
Kathayam sakshana hare.
Kathayam sakshana hare.
Please.
Kalim agatam ajnaya.
Kalim agatam ajnaya.
Kshetresmin vaishnavayam.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Asina dirga astrena.
Asina dirga satrena.
Katayam sakshana hare.
Katayam sakshana hare.
Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kalim agatam agyaya.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Kshetresmin vaishnave vayam.
Asina dirga satrena.
Asina dirga satrena.
Kathayam sakshana hare.
Kathayam sakshana hare. Kalim.
Kalim.
The age of Kali.
Age of Kali.
Iron age of quarrel.
Iron age of quarrel.
Agatam.
Agatam.
Having arrived.
Agnaya.
Agnaya. Knowing this.
Kshetre.
In this tract of land.
In this tract of land.
Asmin.
In this.
Vaishnave.
Vaishnave.
Specially meant for the devotee of the Lord.
Especially meant for the devotee of the Lord.
Vayam.
Vayam.
We.
Asina.
Asina.
Seated.
Dirgha.
Dirgha.
Prolonged.
Satrena.
Satrena. For performance of sacrifices.
Kathayam. Kathayam.
In the words of.
In the words of.
Sakshana.
Sakshana.
With time at our disposal. Hare.
Hare.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Of the personality of Godhead.
Want to read again?
Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we assemble here in this holy place to hear the great length of transcendental message of the Godhead, and this way perform the sacrifice. This age of Kali is not all suitable for secularization, as Satyayuga, the golden age, or Treta or Dwapara Yuga, the silver and copper ages. For the self-realization, people in Satyayuga living in lifetime of hundred thousands of years, and we are able to perform prolonged meditation. In Treta Yuga, when the duration of life was 10,000 years, self-realization was attained by performance of great sacrifice. And in Dwapara Yuga, when the duration of life was 1,000 years, self-realization was attained by the worship of Lord. But in Kali Yuga, maximum duration lifelong life being 100...
Take your time, no need to go fast.
Being 100 years only, and that combined with the various difficulties, the recommended process of self-realization is that of hearing and chanting of holy name, fame and pastime of the Lord. The sages Namishcharayana began this process in a place meant specifically for the devotees of Lord. They prepared themselves to hear the pastime of Lord over a period of 1,000 years. By the example of these sages, one should learn the regular hearing and recitation of Bhagavatam in this way, in the only way for self-realization. Other attempts are simply waste of time, and for they do not give any tangible result. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this system of Bhagavata Dharma, and he recommended that all those who are born in India should take the responsibility of broadcasting the message of Lord Krishna, primarily the message of Bhagavad Gita. And when he is well established in the teaching of Bhagavad Gita, he can take up the study of Srimad Bhagavatam for the further enlightenment in self-realization. Further self-realization.
Thank you. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Harijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpaturupyascha Kripa Sindho Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Kalim Agatam Agyaya Kshetrismin Vaishnavevayam Asina Dirga Satrena Kathayam Sakshana Hare. Kalim Agatam. The Kali Yuga is oncoming. The sages have realized this. The age of Kali has been described in previous verses as being full of bad qualities. People are lazy, misguided, prone to quarrel, and overall unfortunate. So it's oncoming. But in In other places, the sages also say that the Kali Yuga is most welcome. So, one of the devotees who was speaking on this verse said, Kalim agatam, but not Kalim swagatam. Swagatam means welcome, so Kali is not welcome. But for those sages, it is, because in previous ages, if one thought about doing something sinful or offensive, he was held accountable just for thinking of it, and you got karma. But in, or what to speak of saying it. In Kali Yuga, though, offenses and sinful activities which are committed only within the mind do not produce a sinful reaction or an offensive reaction. So there is a handicap given to us since we are born in the age of Kali Yuga. We are given a little leniency in that regard. And also, the method for attaining perfection in Krishna consciousness is most simple in this age of Kali. Hari Kirtan, glorification of the Supreme Lord. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada enumerates the systems of religion in the different ages. And this is a this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam itself. Krite yad dhyayato Vishnu. In the Satya Yuga, one was performing meditation on Vishnu. Tretayam yajato mukhai. In Treta Yuga, one would do fire sacrifices, yajnas. Now, you must have seen, Doctor, in India, that in people's homes, they do a small homa. Maybe the yajna kund may fit on this table. And every day they do a little yajna.
They put the cow dung in, so they clean the place, cow dung in.
Yeah. So that is not the same yajna which was going on in Treta Yuga. In Treta Yuga, they had qualified brahmanas who were capable of chanting mantras to light the fire. They didn't have to have a matchbox. They would chant a mantra and the fire would come. They would sacrifice an animal to test the power of their mantras. Ashwamedha, Gomedha, that's horse sacrifice or cow sacrifice. An old bull would be entered into the fire, and by the power of the mantra, he would come out as a baby calf, alive, with a new body. But in Kali Yuga, there's no qualified brahmana who can do that. Maybe it is rare, but practically unheard of. So that is not the prescribed method of self-realization for this age. We can do something, but our real method of worship is Hari Kirtan, glorification of the Supreme Lord, Hari. And in Dwapara Yuga, Dwaparam Paricharyaya, in Dwapara Yuga, elaborate deity worship was going on. The same principle applies, that what we do as deity worship today is just a fraction of what was going on in Dwapara Yuga. Nowadays in India, there are one or two temples which are nicely maintained because they're getting some government support. Tirupati Balaji, Puri Jagannath. The worship of these deities gives us some idea of what deity worship was like in Dwapara Yuga. And in those days, in Treta Yuga, the fire sacrifice, and in Dwapara Yuga, the deity worship, they were being paid for by the government. No individual can afford that much ghee, that much grains, that many flowers. Prem Vilas Prabhu was mentioning on Sunday that if we worshipped with the same number of flowers here that they do in Vrindavan, that it would cost us $10,000 a month. So, government support is very important for the execution of the Yuga Dharma for the age. If it is to be propagated throughout the whole country, government support is very helpful. And the Vedic Rajarshis, the saintly kings, understood this and took it as their responsibility to their constituents, that they had to liberate them from the cycle of birth and death. It is said that one should not become a parent, a demigod, king, or a spiritual master unless one can deliver one's dependents from repeated birth and death. So the heads of state are supposed to see their citizens as dependents, as children. But now there's nepotism. Nepotism is the notion that you give preferential treatment to your children, especially in political positions of power. But therefore we have these dynasties. We had the Bush administration, we had the Clinton administration, and they were trying to get their relatives into power. This is nepotism. But, and I don't mean to pick on just Bush or Clinton. This has been going on since medieval times, this nepotism. When you place someone in a position of power, not because of their qualification, but because of their birth. And the same thing was going on with the Brahmana community in Kali Yuga after the time of Sringi. They began to prop up their family legacy, their family dynasty rather, by saying that because you are born in this family, you're automatically a Brahmana, without reference to your qualification in terms of activities. So Krishna says, Prabhupada repeatedly shares this point, that Krishna says, Chaturvarnam mayashristam guna karma vipagasha, that the varnas are divided according to guna and karma, not according to janma. So this also applies to the heads of state. And when they will facilitate the Yuga Dharma, then that is not only a king, but a Rajarshi, a saintly king. So, Kalautad Hari Kirtanat, in Kali Yuga, Hari Kirtan is the recommended glorification, the recommended system of worship, in this age. Glorification of the Lord. Prabhupada writes, especially hearing and glorification, recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. So this is also Hari Kirtana. There are four kinds of kirtan. Nama Kirtan, Guna Kirtan, Rupa Kirtan, and Leela Kirtan. Nam Kirtan means chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, or other names of God, either on Japamala or musically, either alone or congregationally. That is Nam Kirtan or Nam Sankirtan. Guna Kirtan is chanting the qualities of the Lord. There are so many descriptions of Krishna's qualities in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Rupa Kirtan, description, glorification of the Lord's form. We can hear a lot about the Lord's form in Srimad Bhagavatam. Also in places in Bhagavad Gita, and in especially with reference to the Vishwarupa.
Brahma Samhita,
Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Rupa Kirtan and Leela Kirtan. Everyone knows about glorification of the Lord's pastimes. The Lord's activities in the spiritual world and also in the material world. They are His eternal Leela, and glorifying those is one of the ways in which we execute the Kali Yuga Dharma, Hari Kirtan. And the government should also sponsor wide-scale Hari Nam Sankirtan, wide-scale Hari Kirtan. So, but they don't know. The government doesn't know. Very few representatives of the government know. And one of the strategies, or one of the, I guess you can say, opportunities which has presented itself to ISKCON is to inform the government of this opportunity and encourage them, somehow attract them to take up that work, to show them how it will benefit the society at large. We have to appeal to their compassion, appeal to their civic responsibility. And the more we are personally convinced, and the more our heart is purified, then the more potency our words, our appeals will have. Because what is purity? Ultimately, it's transparency. It's integrity. That whatever... So I want to examine these two things in a little detail. Transparency and integrity. Integrity is defined by Chanakya Pandit. It is that when what you think is also what you speak. And what you speak is also what you do. So your thoughts, your words, and your actions are in alignment. That is integrity. And transparency means that one is aligned with the will of Krishna. And Krishna is like the sun. And if our heart is transparent, like a glass window, then the sunlight can pass through, just like we can see the sunlight coming through the window there. So that is the Guru's responsibility. That is the spiritual master's position. He is the transparent via media of Krishna. That's Srila Prabhupada's phrase. And that is purity. To present Krishna's teachings, Krishna's qualities and glories as they are. Without concocting something else. It may be popular to capitulate. Have you ever heard this word? Capitulate? It means to give in, to surrender to something else other than Krishna. Something bad, usually. Say the public... When Srila Prabhupada was founding ISKCON, one of the early followers requested him, you should make it the International Society for God Consciousness, not Krishna Consciousness. But Prabhupada insisted on using the name Krishna. He didn't capitulate. He didn't give in to that request, because it has nothing to do with Guru Sadhu Shastra. So, it may be popular, but that doesn't mean we have to give in. Because our allegiance has to be to Guru Sadhu and Shastra, not to public opinion, vox populi. Our theological commitments are not democratic. They're not up for a vote. Now, however tempting it may be to give in to public opinion in matters of theology, it's just that, it's a temptation, and it won't help us. It will contaminate us, it will make us opaque, so that Krishna's message is filtered, it is obfuscated, it's blocked, and we no longer carry that potency of Krishna's teaching. So we have to be willing to go against any popular conception, and even fight against it if necessary. Not that we're looking for a fight, that we're just eager to play bloody knuckles. Actually, a Vaishnava is very soft-hearted and compassionate, but he's not afraid. Okay, is that clear? Yeah. A lot more doesn't need to be said in this connection, but it's important to remember. Right now is not the time for machine guns to be used in Krishna's service, but it may happen. Hare Krishna. Maybe this lecture should not go on YouTube.
I'm all for such.
I am not advocating terrorism, but self-defense is sometimes required. That's all. So if the government will facilitate Hari Kirtan, oh, how sweet. U.S. has so much money. They could glorify Krishna in a very nice way. How many flowers could the U.S. government donate? They could sponsor flowers for every ISKCON center. They could sponsor ghee for yajna. They could... See, now someone might ask, why do we worship the deity? Why do we do yajnas in this age if it's not the Yuga Dharma? It can be used as a supplement. It's not required, but it can be helpful. It can be used nicely. It's actually the Lord's system, so it can be used nicely in the Lord's service. But for devotees, actually, all these other methods of worship are just excuses to chant the holy name, to glorify Krishna somehow or other, reading Bhagavatam. This is also kirtan. So, to perform Hari Kirtan. Someone may be getting married, for example, and the devotees say, oh, this is a good opportunity to perform kirtan. There's a football game at OSU. Oh, we should go have kirtan. We're just looking for any excuse to do kirtan. That is Yuga Dharma.
Sorry.
And the government can provide these facilities also, give us so many excuses for public, wide-scale public Harinam, Hari Kirtan. Then that would make America great again. The forefathers were God-conscious to a large extent. Very few of them were avowed atheists, if any. And so the country was blessed to a large extent. But then, due to so many offenses, gradually the desire to please the Lord minimized more and more. Until now it's practically limited to certain customs. Like we print, "In God we trust," on the money. But there's not a whole lot of bhakti that goes into that. Right? In the Federal Reserve, do you imagine that the printing press workers are like, "Oh yes"? I don't think so. And in the courts, sometimes they have you swear on the Bible to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. These little artifacts are holdovers from a previous age, which was somewhat more pious. Which was more pious, actually. I don't minimize the piety, but piety isn't enough in bhakti. Ultimately, one has to be willing to give up both sinful and even pious activities to surrender to Krishna, just like the marriage is one pious activity. And the gopis were married, but they were willing to give up even their marriage and family, everything, their reputation, because they wanted to surrender to Krishna. But for us, the general people, we're still absorbed in sinful activity. So that should be our first priority. Vishaya charya shera she majya mukhe bolo hari hari. We should give up this rampant sense gratification. Prabhupada, I've heard him in the last 3 days say rampant a few times in lectures. And it's a very useful word. Unregulated, over-the-top sense gratification. Rampant materialism. He said rampant atheism. All these terms. Rampant sense gratification. Give that up. And what do you accept in exchange? Mukhe bolo hari hari. Fill your mouth with hari kirtan. Glorification of Lord Hari. Now the question, someone I don't want someone to misunderstand that we think a certain amount of sense gratification is okay. Materially a certain amount is okay, because of the maintenance of the body. But for the soul has no need to serve this material body. Right? Inherently, the soul is fully transcendental. It has nothing to do with this material world, including this material body. So, therefore, when we say Vishaya Charya, it can also mean reduce eating, sleeping, mating, and defending as far as possible, down to nil. So it's a radical proposal, and the result is commensurate with the effort. However much you give, that much you get. Akama sarvakamo va moksha kamo udharati tivrena bhakti yogena. What is that? It's here. I'm going to consult my memory. This is my memory now. In Kali Yuga, I don't have any internal memory. I have to use external memory. A comma. What is that? Look. not there. A comma. Okay, maybe it's in verses quoted in Bhagavad Gita. Let's see. Sorry for the wait. Okay. Oh, yes. 411. Purport. Page 198. Are we there? Page 198. Yajeta Purusham Param. Akama sarvakamo va. You found it? Akama sarvakamo va mokshakama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. Tom, may I ask you to read the translation, please?
Sure. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotees, or is desirous of all fruit of results, or is after liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness.
Yes. And the word tivra here means intense. So tivrena bhakti yogena means intense devotional service. Whether, no matter what one's position is, so we said vishayacharya, sera semajya mukhe bolo hari hari, however much intensity you can apply in your life, however much you're willing, capable to give up and sacrifice so that you can have more time for chanting, then the more you will get. The more you give, the more you get. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And especially Prabhupada ends in the purport that Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recommended that all those who were born in India should take the responsibility of broadcasting the messages of Lord Sri Krishna, primarily the message of Bhagavad Gita. So doctor, you're born in India.
Yeah.
how are you going to broadcast? What can you do in your life to broadcast the message of Lord Krishna? Can you think of any options you have?
With my best of abilities, I try to do as much as I can, like maybe distributing the books.
You distribute the books? Yeah, oh, that's very nice.
Certain times of the day, like full moon day, something like that.
On full moon day, you distribute.
Okay. I cannot do it every day, but some of the days, like I choose some days, like full moon day.
Very nice. So,
I give the temple and give some books sometimes. No?
Joy.
I buy the free, not I sell it, I just give them free.
Okay.
And I buy the books here, sometimes I give them free.
The principle is to broadcast the glories of the Lord. So if by distributing the books, then the Lord's glories are broadcast, it's good. Of course, it's important that they don't just take the book and put it in the dustbin.
Right. I choose other person, people. Like,
so, you find some qualified person.
You're right. Sometimes you go to temple, you find some devotees. They're interested in reading these books. I choose them and just give them sometimes. Not every day. But some of the days, like full moon day.
And you sponsor that.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any other questions or comments?
I had something. We'll have to come later.
Kirtan? Kirtan? Or giving up sense gratification? I made a lot of points on those two topics.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's more of a comment. I was just thinking, you were saying intense devotional service.
Yes.
And I was thinking, like, earlier this morning about offenses to the holy name, the last thing that says to maintain material attachments, even after understanding so many instructions on this matter.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about, like, my personal struggles with, like, you know, maybe drinking tea is one last thing I'm still struggling with, you know?
Yes.
Some people say it's not that big of a deal, but to me it seems like a material attachment, you know?
Yes.
Because it's like an attachment to, you know, like a, it's actually, it gratifies the central nervous system, you know?
Well, that's there, and it's also material because the definition, one definition of material is that which is not connected to Krishna. Now, everything is ontologically connected to Krishna, which means in terms of its very existence, it is connected to Krishna. But some things have to be, another meaning of being connected to Krishna, rather, is subjectively connected to Krishna. It's something that we have intentionally offered to Krishna. So those things cannot be offered to Krishna because he doesn't want anything like that, intoxication. Now, typically, there are certain exceptions, like pan.
He does take pan, right?
Krishna takes pan. But that's an exception. And we don't take it, even as Mahaprasadam. So you can take the herbal tea. You can take chamomile. Yogi tea. Have you ever tried it? It's quite nice, actually.
Oh, there's all different kinds, right?
Yeah, yogi tea is this certain mix. I particularly like that one.
Decaf coffee?
No. Decaffeinated coffee still has a small amount of caffeine. There's a difference between decaf or decaffeinated and caffeine-free. They are not the same. Devotees can take things which are caffeine-free, but not decaf.
It's not available in any of the...
There's no such thing as caffeine-free coffee. That doesn't exist. But you can take chicory. That's one thing that tastes like coffee, and it has no caffeine. And also, I know a recipe for making, what is that, cilantro? Yeah, cilantro coffee. You take the seeds of cilantro, which you call dhania. You know dhania? Yeah. So that, you take the seeds, coriander is another name for this thing. You take the seeds and roast them for quite some time, and then add milk and sugar, and it tastes and smells remarkably similar to coffee. Yeah. It's quite good, actually. That's coriander coffee. If you like coffee. You might like, if you like tea, but I would just use herbal teas.
It's not about the taste, though. It's about
the buzz.
Caffeine.
But there's also, I understand, but I think that in addition to the chemical high that one gets, the stimulant that one gets from caffeine, another element is the placebo effect.
Definitely the habit.
It's part of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of it is, right, honestly, right. But it is a part. And so drinking the herbal tea can trigger that sense of feeling that, yes, now I'm getting my feeling. Mm-hmm. Because if seeing a candy cigarette can make someone fiend for nicotine, then surely drinking herbal tea can release certain chemicals that give one that sense of relief.
The reward system thing.
You can trick your body. You're trying your best, though, Tom, and we're all trying our best. And that's what Krishna wants. Krishna wants to see us try.
In the Yuga Dharma, unless I was interpreting it incorrectly, I thought I had been recently hearing and reading that the Yuga Dharma is really the musical kirtan chanting of the holy name. But can you explain, like, what exactly constitutes the Yuga Dharma?
Bhagavatam says, we accept the authority of the Veda. And Bhagavatam is part of the Veda. Bhagavatam says, Kalau tad hari kirtanat. So, all forms of glorification of the Lord are qualified as the Yuga Dharma in the age of Kali. That's why Prabhupada says here, by the example of these sages, one should learn that regular hearing and recitation of the Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. We're talking about that Hari Kirtan, glorification of the Lord. Now, Nam Sankirtan is part of that. That's one way. And also, in Bhagavatam, the final verse of Bhagavatam says that one should perform Nam Sankirtan. So if one is to follow Bhagavatam, one must do Nam Sankirtan also. But it need not be musical, it can also be japa. They are equally potent. As far as I've heard, there's no shastric reference for the claim that that musical accompaniment is required for it to be not
singing,
the yoga dharma.
Not necessarily musical instruments, but just the singing of the holy
mantra. Yeah, the musical singing of the mantra.
Rupa Samhita, you're singing, you should not be musical, they say. It should be.
No. That's another thing, Doctor. I don't want to get in right now. I'm trying to. I'll come up to that, but just a moment, please.
Okay.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is that musical chanting of the names, I've never heard any shastric reference that says that is the Yuga Dharma and that japa does not count. That is a misconception as far as I understand.
I think that Srila Prabhupada said that chanting is like taking tablets, and is the word Harinam Sankirtan for the musical chanting? What is the exact word for
it? Sun means complete. Kirtan means glorification. Harinam means the Lord's holy name. So that also qualifies for japa.
Okay.
Sun means complete. It can also mean congregational.
But he was saying like the musical chanting is like an injection as opposed to tablets.
I've never heard it. I can try to find that reference.
Okay.
But
I underquoted him saying that.
Whether it's an injection or a tablet, they're both medicine.
Yeah.
And they're both acceptable in as the Yuga Dharma.
Okay.
They are the Yuga Dharma.
So it's not that people who only do japa are not doing the Yuga Dharma.
That is true.
Okay.
And some people may not even have a voice. Some people are mute, but they can still do the Yuga Dharma. Because japa can be done silently, japa can be done quietly, and japa can be done out loud. Haridas Thakur is the Namacharya, and he demonstrated this by chanting 300,000 names of Krishna every day. 100,000 were silent, 100,000 were quiet, and 100,000 were really loud. And even reading Srimad Bhagavatam is also Harinam Sankirtan. I'm sorry, it's also, you know, Hari Kirtan. And it is, that's why right here in the purport, Prabhupada mentions that. Who is the Acharya of Kirtan? This is also very interesting.
Lord Chaitanya?
No, believe it or not. The Acharya for Kirtan, in terms of the nine processes of devotional service, there's an Acharya for each one. Hearing, chanting, remembering, like that. The Acharya for chanting is Shukadev Goswami, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. He's the Acharya for Kirtan. And the Acharya for hearing is Maharaj Parikshit. Our Acharyas explain that. Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas explain that. So this is definitely Hari Kirtan. To make some limit that only this type of Kirtan is Yuga Dharma, as far as I know, is apramanic. It's not supported by the Shastra. I don't think there's anything more that I can say about this at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very nice. Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, by the same logic, the musical chanting is also just as good. So this is in no way a minimization of that.
Chanting loud is better than chanting.
Well, it is said that Haridas Thakur when he chanted quietly, it was for his own spiritual benefit. And when he chanted out loud, it was for the benefit of every living entity. Better or worse, that is relative. That is part of this material world. It's the absolute platform. It's all good. It's all perfect. It's said, and Prabhupada would sometimes say this enigmatic quote to kind of break us out of this what is better, what is worse thing. He said, the highest thing is to save others, and even higher is to save oneself. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you very much.